إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير وأحسن وأصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، فإني أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى وأحمده على ما من به علينا من هذا اللقاء الطيب مع إخوة لنا في الله. وفي هذه الدورة أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينفع بها المتكلم والسامعين. First of all, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I praise Him for conferring upon us the like of this meeting and this gathering in this seminar here at Masjid al-Tawheed in Detroit, Michigan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this seminar a beneficial one for the speaker, the listeners, and for everybody else. سنبدأ هذه الليلة القراءة في هذا الكتيب الصغير الحجم العظيم الفائدة، 10 قواعد في الاستقامة، لفضيلة الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر حفظهم الله. Tonight we began reading from this small book. Yes, indeed, small in volume, but huge in the benefit that it contains. 10 great principles in istiqama, being steadfast upon the deen, being upright. And this is authored by our noble Shaykh, Dr. Abdul Razzaq, the son of the great Shaykh, Al-Allama Al-Muhaddith, Abdul Muhsin al-Badr, may Allah preserve both of them, and the rest of the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, may Allah increase them in knowledge and preserve them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue to benefit from their work. يقول الشيخ حفظه الله إن موضوع هذه الرسالة عن الاستقامة وهو موضوع عظيم الأهمية جليل القدر وحقيق بكل واحد منا أن يعنى به وأن يعطيه من اهتمامه وعنايته. He says the topic and the subject matter of this book is about استقامة. ألف سين تاء قاف ألف ميم تاء استقامة، وبالتعريف ألف لام ألف الاستقامة. He said this is a very important topic, to be upright upon the deen of Allah, to be steadfast upon the commands of Allah, upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be upright and steadfast and firm upon the manhaj of as-salaf as-salih, the methodology that the salaf as-salih, the righteous predecessors, they were upon, that which the Prophet ﷺ and his companions, they were upon. This is a very important topic, so we have to pay attention to it and try our best to take notes and not to miss the upcoming sessions, because the Shaykh is going to mention a lot of statements of Ahlul Ilm, of the main scholars of Al-Islam. He said this is a great topic, a noble topic, and therefore it is incumbent upon all of us, men and women, to give it the importance that is due to it, to take good care of this topic. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى كما في سورة الأحقاف إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, the two verses 13 and 14, I will read to you the English translations from the Noble Quran. Verily those who say our Lord is only Allah, and thereafter stand firm and straight on the Islamic faith of monotheism, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Such shall be the dwellers of paradise, abiding therein forever, a reward for what they used to do. يقول الشيخ العلامة عبد الرحمن بن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى, وهذا ليس في الكتاب, هذه فائدة قيدوها. يقول الشيخ بن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى في تفسيره العظيم, أي إن الذين أقروا بربهم, أي إن الذين أقروا بربهم وشهدوا له بالوحدانية والتزموا طاعته وداموا على ذلك مدة حياتهم, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى عن هؤلاء فلا خوف عليهم من كل شر ولا هم يحزنون على ما خلفوا وراءهم. One of the great scholars of the past, our great Shaykh Al-Allama عبد الرحمن بن سعدي, he's one of the main teachers of our beloved Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimallahu al-jami'. In his tafsir, he says the meaning of this ayah in Surah Al-Ahqaf, it means that those who acknowledge Allah to be their Lord and they bear witness that He's the only God worthy of worship and He's alone who deserves to be worshipped, and they are obedient to Him. They are obedient to Him, and they are steadfast upon that. Not whenever they want to be obedient. No, they are firm upon that in their lives. مُدَّةَ حَيَاتِهِمْ, their entire life. Such people, Allah says about them, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there is no fear upon these people. The Shaykh says, مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٌ, from any evil. They are not afraid of any type of evil. Allah secured them from that. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, nor shall they grieve, as related to that which they have left behind. وَأَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ أَنَّ الْخَوْفَ مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِالْمُسْتَقْبَلِ وَالْحُزْنُ مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِمَا فَاتَ. That fear, people are afraid as related to the outcome of things that still yet to come in the future. They're afraid. They don't know how it's going to happen. Those who are steadfast upon the deen of Allah, Allah protect them from that. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from grieving over that which they have left behind them. وقال الله جل وعلا كما في سورة فصلت إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. شيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله تعالى mentioned another ayah, والآيات كثيرة. From Surah Fussilat, chapter 41. From the verses 30-32. Verily those who say our Lord is Allah alone, and then they stand firm, they have this istiqamah, they firm, they steadfast, they stand firm, on them the angels will descend at the time of their death. Look at the benefits of being upright upon the deen of Allah, holding firm to the deen of Allah, being upright, being steadfast, having firm foot on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by learning it, understanding it correctly, and practicing it in our lives, not just in a place other than other places. Such people, the angels will descend at the time of their death, saying to them, fear not nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of paradise which you have been promised. We have been your friends, helpers in the life of this world, and are so in the hereafter. Therein you shall have all that your inner selves desire, and therein you shall have all for which you ask. An entertainment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An entertainment from Allah, the all forgiving, most merciful. يقول العلامة شيخ بن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى في تفسيره يخبر تعالى عن أوليائه وفي ضمن ذلك تنشيطهم والحث على الاقتداء بهم. قال إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا أي اعترفوا ونطقوا ورضوا بربوبيته تعالى أي هم الذين اعترفوا ونطقوا ورضوا بربوبية الله تعالى واستسلموا لأمره ثم استقاموا على الصراط المستقيم علما وعملا هؤلاء لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة جعل الله وإياكم منهم. شيخ بن سعدي once again read to you in his tafsir, he mentioned, he says here in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about his awliya, the righteous amongst his slaves, the faithful servants of Allah, those who are obedient to him. And Shaykh bin Sa'di says Allah is informing us about them so that we can take them as an example, so we can follow their path and their way. Allah says about them, verily those who they say our Lord is Allah alone, and they are firm upon that iman, upon tawheed, upon Islamic monotheism. The Shaykh, he mean, they acknowledge that Allah is their Lord. They speak the statement of Tawheed. They are pleased with Islamic monotheism. They submit willingly to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are firm upon the path of Allah that is straight in knowledge and actions. They take knowledge from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the correct understanding, the understanding of As-Salaf As-Saleh. And once they learn, they put it to action, because knowledge mandates actions. Such people, they have a good news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah promised that these people, they have good things happen to them in this life and in the hereafter. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله فالاستقامة يترتب عليها سعادة الدنيا والآخرة. فالاستقامة يعني على الدين, الاستقامة على دين الله, على الإسلام, على التوحيد, على الكتاب والسنة, على ما كان عليه سلف الأمة. نعم, كما قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله, السنة عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. As the Imam Ahmad رحمه الله says, أصول السنة, the foundation of the Sunnah with us is that to hold on firm to that which the companions of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم they were upon. If we are steadfast and upright upon the deen of Allah, upon that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon his companions, what is the great result? Happiness, peace of mind, tranquility, stability, joy in this life and in the hereafter. هذا هو طريق السعادة. ليس كثرة المال وكثرة الأولاد والمناصب. This is the way to happiness and joy, tranquility, serenity, stability, peace of mind. This is the way, not a lot of money, a lot of children, positions. والاستقامة كذلك يترتب عليها فلاح العبد وصلاح أمره كله. Likewise, one of the great results of istiqamah, being upright upon the deen, not just being a Muslim by affiliation. كما ذكر فضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى في تعليقاته وشرحه لشرح السنة للإمام البربهاري, ذكر أن المسلم لا يكون مسلما حقيقيا ولا ينتفع بإسلامه إذا كان مسلما انتسابا, ينتسب إلى دولة مسلمة أو إلى عائلة مسلمة, لا بد من تعلم هذا الدين وأخذه من مصادره الموثوقة وأخذه عن أهل العلم وفهمه فهما صحيحا. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى, in his book the explanation, he has an explanation on the book, the Sharh al-Sunnah, the creed of Imam al-Barbahari. That's a book of Aqeedah, even though it is called Sharh al-Sunnah, but it's a book of Aqeedah, because the ulama of the past, they used to call the Aqeedah, the books of Aqeedah, books of Sunnah. And when he was mentioned, he explained in the point that Imam al-Barbahari said that Islam is the Sunnah and the Sunnah is Islam, he was talking about Islam. And then he mentioned something that is very important for us to remember. He says, it's not enough for a person to be a Muslim by affiliation, because certain people, they are Muslims because they were born in Muslim countries. They born in Muslim countries, that's it, that's enough for them, they are Muslims. Some people, they are born into a Muslim family, they are not in a Muslim country, but they are born into a Muslim family, the father and the mother are Muslims. Or some people Allah guide them to Al-Islam but by uttering the Shahadatain. That's not enough. Unless those people learn the deen from its proper sources once again. The Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the understanding of a Salaf al-Salih. Not the understanding of Ahlul Bid'ah, wal Dalalat, wal Khurafat. Not the understanding and the manahij of the wicked deviant groups. No. With the understanding of Salaf al-Salih, that was the companions Ridwanullahi alayhim they were upon, and whoever followed them on that path. قال فحقيق قال يترتب على الاستقامة فلاح العبد وصلاح أمره كله. Those who are firm upon the deen of Allah, they will be successful. And Allah rectify all of their affairs. Any affair they do is rectified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah help them, aid them and assist them. Because they have the istiqamah. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever fear Allah by being upright upon the deen of Allah, by having the istiqamah, by acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions, by being firm, not flimsy. Friday he's a good Muslim, Saturday he's on something else. The whole year he's doing, he's following his way until Ramadan come. Now he's like, look, I gotta be straight. This is Ramadan. You're gonna be straight, not doing it for people, do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're gonna be upright upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially those who say, man, when Ramadan comes, I'm gonna be upright. How they know? They may die before Ramadan comes. Because death is certain. Tomorrow is not. قال فحقيق بالناصح لنفسه الراغب في سعادتها أن يعنى بالاستقامة عظيم العناية علما وعملا وثباتا على ذلك إلى الممات مستمدا العون من الله تبارك وتعالى. قال فحقيق بالناصح لنفسه الراغب في سعادتها. Now the Sheikh, he says, anyone who's really serious about wanting good for himself, she wants good for herself, he and she wants to be happy in this life and in the hereafter, what is the way? Yes, yes, you can. You can be happy in this life and you can be happy in the hereafter. Says who? And how you do it? Be upright upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure you understand this subject matter we're talking about. Al-istiqamah. To be upright. To be steadfast. Not to be crooked. To go straight. And it's normal. It's only natural. As a human being, if we're driving and there is a straight shot, a highway that is one shot straight, that's what we want. There is no curves, no turns, no hills, no go down, no bumps, no traffic. That's what we want to go, because we all like to go straight. As long as you respect the speed limit. Don't get yourself in trouble. But nobody will choose another route, so many turns, so many hills, bumpy traffic. Nobody wants to go through hardship. As a human, we want ease. And Allah has made it easy for us. But now this istiqamah, once again, it starts by knowledge. If people, they have a crooked knowledge, they're not going to be straight. Not going to be upright. كما يقال لا يستقيم الظل والعود أعوج. لا يستقيم الظل والعود أعوج. You're not going to get straight shade or shadow while the branch is crooked. You ain't going to get it. If the branch is crooked, the shadow will reflect that. The likewise, if someone's learning not from sound sources, they're not going to be upright. They're going to be on something else. And for those who have knowledge from its proper sources, they have to put it to practice. That's how they're going to be upright. If they learn and they know what to do, but they follow something else, that's still a problem. Actually, they are worse than the other ones. إن كنت لا تدري فتلك مصيبة وإن كنت تدري فالمصيبة أعظم. If a person don't know and he's not upon the right path, that's a calamity. That's a problem. That's a huge problem for a person to be on a path other than the path of Allah. Even though they don't know. What about the one who knows what to do and still choose to be on the other path? That's even greater, وليعياذ بالله. But how you do all this? Seeking knowledge from its proper sources. Putting it to practice. It's not easy. Being firm upon the deen of Allah until you die on that. How are you going to do that? There's no way you can do it on your own. The only way is that you have to do it by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah to give you knowledge, sound knowledge. And then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you from those who act upon the sound knowledge. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you firm upon that until you die. People do change. Certain people, they are upright, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Salafiyya, this. Before you know it, they do want something else. And we ask Allah to protect us and to save us and to keep us firm upon this deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His religion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ وكثيرا ما ترد الأسئلة من الناس على أهل العلم وطلابه والدعاة إلى الله عز وجل والمصلحين عن الاستقامة. أسئلة كثيرة عن الاستقامة وعن حقيقتها وعن الأمور المعينة على الثبات على صراط الله المستقيم إلى غير ذلك من السؤالات التي ترد في هذا الباب. Then the Sheikh Abdul Razzaq حفظه تعالى says, many are the questions that come from the people. Questions for the people of knowledge. People ask many questions. But many of those questions addressed to the scholars and to the students of knowledge, to the du'at, those who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon basira, to the muslihin, those who after rectifying their affairs, they try their best to rectify the affairs of others, starting by those who are close to them. Al-aqrab fal-aqrab. Many of these questions about istiqamah. How can I be upright? What is the reality of istiqamah? What is the reality of istiqamah? What are the means that help me to be upright? I want to be upright upon the deen of Allah. I want to be a good servant. This question doesn't cross your minds, ikhwan. Especially for us, we live in time when there is so much fitan, temptations, مغريات كثيرة, شهوات, غزت البيوت, والجيوب, مش بس البيوت, حتى الجيوب. هذه التكنولوجيا ذات حدين. ألا يتبادروا إلى أذهانكم؟ ما هي هذه الاستقامة؟ أريد أن أكون عبدا صالحا، أريد أن أكون سعيدا في الدنيا والآخرة، لكن كيف؟ Doesn't cross your minds like of this question the Sheikh is talking about. I want to be a good servant of Allah. I want to be obedient to Him. I want to submit to His commands and stay away from the prohibitions. I want to stay away from the haram. I want everything in me to be upright. My eyes, my tongue be upright. My hearing be upright. My hands, every move I make, every decision I make, every statement I speak, oh, I want to be upright. I want to be Allah be pleased with me in everything I do, everything I say, every place I go. But then, How to be that servant that doesn't wrong himself? Or when he wrong himself, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance immediately. And these are questions. What are the things that help us to be firm upon the deen of Allah, upon as-sirat al-mustaqim, upon the straight path? Sheikh said this is only an example for many questions that the people address to the ulama, to the scholars, to the students of knowledge, to the du'a, to the a'imma of the masajid. قال وقد رأيت أنه من المفيد لنفسي ولإخواني جمع بعض القواعد المهمة الجامعة في هذا الباب. حي الله بصلح. الله يسلم. كيفكم؟ هذا خير. الله يبارك فيكم. طيب. مساكم خير. الله يبارك فيكم. حياك الله. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله وقد رأيت أنه من المفيد لنفسي ولإخواني جمع بعض القواعد المهمة الجامعة في هذا الباب. The Sheikh he says he find it. Look, he's students of knowledge from the Mashayikh, grow up around the Mashayikh. His father is one of the great ulama, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin. And he's saying he find it very beneficial for himself and for his brothers among the Muslims, include the women, to gather some of the principles, some of the very beneficial yet comprehensive principles in this chapter of Istiqamah. لماذا؟ لتكون لنا ضياء ونبراسا. So that it can serve as a light for us in this journey of ours. When we drive with lights, especially in night time. If you have no light, you know what does it mean. That's a danger. You go down in the basement, I don't know if they have basements in here. They have basements?
No.
They do, mashallah, alhamdulillah. You go to the basement and there's no light in the basement. And you want to go get something from the basement. And when you come to some basement, doesn't matter, you go there on night or day. It's dark. And especially if there is sharp objects. There is sharp objects on this wall, there is so many things. What a person go with first? A flashlight. Why flashlight? Naam, you tell me, Abdul Haq. Abdul Haq, right? I remember your name, alhamdulillah. Ahsant. How old are you? 7, you told me, right? 7 years old, Allahu Akbar. He said he used a flashlight because he don't want to get hurt. Right, Abdul Haq? When he did the flashlight, now he can see, right? That's an object. Now I can't go there. He moved his head like this. He may duck down, right? But if it's dark, he may not do it. قال بعد مطالعة لكلام أهل العلم وأقاويلهم رحمهم الله تعالى عن الاستقامة وعما يتعلق بها. He said, and he did this after reviewing. Doing researches, while you're reviewing, you're researching. After reviewing, studying the statements of the people of knowledge, رحمهم الله, about istiqamah, about being firm and steadfast. And anything that has to do with istiqamah, قال وسأذكر في هذه الرسالة 10 قواعد عظيمة في باب الاستقامة وهي قواعد مهمة جدير بكل واحد منا أن يتنبه لها ومن الله وحده أستمد العون وأستمنحه التوفيق The Sheikh says then in this very summarized and small book in volume yet great in benefit, he says I will mention 10 great principles related to istiqamah. He said they are very important principles. Every one of us should take good care of them and pay attention to each and every one of them. And then the Sheikh he says, and from Allah alone I seek help. And from Allah alone I seek success. القاعدة الأولى, the first principle. الاستقامة منة إلهية وهبة ربانية. To be upright upon the deen, to be steadfast upon the sirat al-mustaqim, is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He give it to whom He will. ذكر الشيخ الدكتور محمد بن عبد الوهاب العقيل رحمه الله حفظه الله المدرس في الجامعة الإسلامية بالمدينة النبوية ذكر مرة قال من أعظم النعم على العبد هو الهداية إلى الصراط المستقيم إلى الإسلام إلى السنة إلى ما كان عليه سلف الأمة. ثم قال والله ما لأموالنا هدينا ولا لأحسابنا هدينا ولكنها منة وهدية من الله سبحانه وتعالى يتفضل بها على من يشاء من عباده. One of our مشايخ and also is a teacher in the Islamic University of Medina, الشيخ الدكتور محمد بن عبد الوهاب العقيل حفظه الله. He says once that the greatest favor of Allah upon us, and many are the favors of Allah upon us, we can't count them. He says the greatest of all is the fact to be guided to Islam and to be upright upon Islam. And then he says, by Allah, we are not guided because of who we are, what country we come from, or because of our lineage, because there are those who have better lineage than us and they were not guided to Al-Islam. He says, rather, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be guided and to be upright. Is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestowed upon whom He will. ثم ذكر الشيخ قال هناك من العرب من عاصر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يعرفونه والوحي ينزل عليه وهم معه في مكة أو في المدينة لكن صرف الله عنهم الهداية ما اهتدوا يفهمون العربية وفصاحة ويفهمون القرآن لكن ما هداهم الله سبحانه وتعالى. ثم تجد واحد بعد قرون طويلة الشيخ يقول بعد قرون طويلة لا يتكلم العربية ولو كلمة وهداه الله سبحانه وتعالى للإسلام هداه الله للإسلام ويحب الله ويحب رسوله ويحب السنة ويدن يتشبث بها. Then the Shaykh said, Subhanallah, there are certain people who have a lineage from the Arabs. They lived in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They know this man Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They know him for years, for 40 years. They know his lineage, his character, his manners. They know a lot of things about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then still, Allah didn't guide them to Islam. They fluent in Arabic. You think they need book one, Medina book two? No, they don't. They don't. They got the grammar in their tongue. They got it. They understood the Quran when it was revealed to them. Still they were not guided. And some of them they were, subhanAllah, they have a high lineage. And yet the Shaykh says you will find others centuries, not just years, centuries after the death of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they never seen him. They never sit in his class. Still. And with that, they can't speak one sentence, not alone one word from the Arabic language, and they believe in Allah, and Allah guide them to Islam. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال ففي آيات كثيرة من كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى يضيف الله سبحانه وتعالى إلى نفسه الهداية إلى صراطه المستقيم وأن الأمر كله بيده عز وجل يهدي من يشاء ويضل من يشاء وبيده سبحانه وتعالى قلوب العباد فمن شاء أقامه تبارك وتعالى على الصراط ومن شاء زاغه. إن الشيخ says in many ayats, in many verses in the book of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and coupled the hidayah to Sirat al-Mustaqim to himself. Also in many ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that all of the affairs in his hands, in his hand, he alone guides whom he will and cause others to go astray. In his hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts of his servants, those that Allah wants their hearts to be upright, Allah make them upright upon the sirat, upon the path of Allah. While others, they are astray from the path. قال تعالى في سورة النساء ولو أنهم استقاموا جزاك الله خير ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به عفوا ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لأتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما ولهديناهم صراطا مستقيما. In verse 68, from 66 to 68, if they have done what they were told, if they have done what they were told, it would have been better for them and would have strengthened their faith. And indeed, we should then have bestowed upon them a great reward from ourselves. And indeed, we should have guided them to a straight way. يقول الشيخ العلامة عبد الرحمن بن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى في تفسيره العظيم المفيد الذي ينبغي للعبد أن ينظر إلى الحال التي يلزمه القيام بها فيكملها ثم يتدرج شيئا فشيئا حتى يصل إلى ما قدر إليه من العلم والعمل في أمر الدين والدنيا. الشيخ بن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى said this was what's incumbent upon a servant to do is that you examine carefully that which you're about to achieve. What do you want? Ask yourself a question. What is your goal? What do you want to do? What are you going to get? There's no one, we give an example, no one just get in a car and start driving and burning gas, especially with the prices, the outrageous prices of our days. All of us, we don't get in our cars until we have a purpose, where I'm going. Whether you're going to go get some groceries, come into the masjid, going to work, you're going to visit some family members, especially your parents, or visit someone sick and the like. Or taking your children, your family, for a picnic. Yes, it's a good thing too. But nobody just keep driving. No, they have a purpose. Likewise, ourselves, we ask ourselves, what is our purpose here? What I want to achieve? What are the things I want to achieve? The Sheikh says, once you know the target, what you want to do, it's very important. Nidham. You have got to be organized. If there's no organization, it's chaos, problems. You have to be organized. The Sheikh says, then, step by step, learn how to achieve what you want step by step. Nothing comes in once. People, they just want everything to be ready tomorrow morning. Oh, certain things that take time. Take time. But as long as you are on the right path, step by step. And don't give up. Some people, they do and they start right, and then when they don't see it, they give up. Don't give up. الرحلة الطويلة تبدأ بخطوة واحدة. A long journey starts by one step. But another step, another step. وإنما السيل اجتماع النقع. You have a flood. Where that flood come from? It starts dripping, drizzling, but then it continues raining for days. Now you have a flood. You have a lot of water. Likewise, you gotta know what you want to do, and then you do it. Do it to the best of your ability, and don't never ever underestimate the effort that you're making. Consistency. Then you will see the result, inshallah, as the days go by, as the years go by. And you will get to that which Allah has decreed for you. Whether knowledge, you use this in knowledge. What do you think? The ulama, they just, after 60 years, they look at him, they're like, you look like you can be a good scholar. Okay, from today you're a good scholar. You think Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, they call him Shaykh al-Islam for nothing? These are people, if you read their biographies. The likewise, somebody who's a doctor, you think they ask the doctors how they get that. Ask the engineer, the muhandis. Ask them. Akhi, how you get now you're teaching in university and you're giving lectures about computers, about electricity, mechanical engineering. SubhanAllah, you work for big firms. Where you get this stuff from? Not because of his beautiful eyes. They worked hard. Long years, and they were steadfast upon that. Ask them, they have istiqamah. Istiqamah, you gotta do the homework, you gotta attend the classes, you can't take a break. They give you the spring break, they impose the breaks, right or wrong. Family wanna travel, he can't travel. Why? School. People wanna do I don't know what, no, he's doing homework. Firm upon that. Likewise, ya ikhwan, we want to get knowledge, we have to be firm. And we act upon it as well. So this way we're learning knowledge and actions at the same time. And the Shaykh says, we do this, we follow this guidelines in the affairs of the dunya and the deen. You want to be successful? These are the ingredients. You have to have a purpose. I'm here, I want to get there. Don't say I'm here and 10 years I want to stay here. Why you want to stay there? Why? It's called himma. You have to have determination. You got to set goals. As individuals, as parents, we set goals for ourselves, for our families, for our children. As a community, especially those who are in charge of communities, especially for us in the West, if we don't do it, who will? Then we set goals. Alright, we're here now, but inshallah, 10 years from now, we want to get here. It doesn't matter if we're still there or not. It will be for our children. It will be for our generations. But this is what we want to do. We're here, we want inshallah ta'ala to get here. Somebody may say, that's a long, akhi, that's a dream. Akhi, we can do it inshallah. We're not saying we're going to do it next month. Even if it takes years, it's okay. No problem with that. As long as we do it. As one of the kings, he passed by this old man. An old man. Close to the grave. And of course, Allah knows about when he will die. And that old man, he was planting a tree. And that tree is known that doesn't give fruits until years. Years, it takes years for it to give fruits. So the king was amazed. He said, yeah. He was amazed. He says, old man, why you? You know that this tree doesn't give fruit until you maybe die. You might die a long time before. He says, I know that. He says, so why are you doing it? He said to him, غَرَسُوا فَأَكَلْنَا وَنَغْرِسْ فَيَأْكُلُونَ. He said, they plant these fruits that me and you, these trees we eat from, somebody else, when maybe we weren't even born, they plant those trees. That's why me and you, we eat from them. Now we're going to plant some now, so other people, other generation who will come, inshallah, will eat from these trees. It's not about just me. It's about what I'm going to do for community, for my brothers, sisters, for our children. And we do it the right way too. We do it the right way. And the only way is through knowledge. In our homes. Our homes has to be a beneficial environment. Our masajid have to be a beneficial environment for ourselves and for our children, especially that we live in this place. بيوتنا مساجدنا ينبغي أن تكون مثل الواحة في الصحراء. نعم. لأننا نحن نعيش هذا البلاد مثل الصحراء. أين المال والعلماء وعلم ولما كل مصائب وفتن وشهوات وأمور تصد عن الدين وتصد عن الاستقامة. فمساجدنا تكون واحة خصبة. Now our homes, especially for us that we live in this land, our homes and our masajid should be like oasis. You know the oasis? Usually the oasis, where they found it? Where? In the deserts. Tell me now, I want to give some examples. What's the desert associated with what? When you hear desert, what usually comes to your mind? Huh? Sand. I should say hot sand. Heat. Okay, what else?
Dry.
What else? Dust. What else?
Isolated.
You get lost in there. What else?
No water.
What else?
Far away.
Far away. What else?
No shade.
No shade. Ahsant. Extreme heat. What else?
Death.
Hey, Ahsant. What else?
Yeah.
Hardship. Nah, what else?
Woods?
Maybe some desert in Arizona or something. I don't know. You may be right. Allahu Akbar. قد يوجد في النهر ما لا يوجد في البحر. Nah. Scorpions, snakes. In general, danger. Hardship. Difficulties. Where wrong? Okay, and when you hear oasis, alwaha, what's usually come in your mind?
War.
Huh?
Shade.
Huh? Fruits, food, serenity, tranquility. What else?
Comfort.
What? Life. Likewise, ikhwan, our homes as Muslims. Our masajid, masajid of Ahlul Sunnah, لا بد أن تتميز عن مساجد أهل البدع. Our masajid, our homes has to be like oasis. When I drive, I go to Walmart, what do I see over there? Many things, scorpions, heat. This doesn't mean that you're going to go call people scorpions now. I'm not saying that. We've got to respect ourselves. We have to give the good example. But you see a lot of negative things, a lot of evil, a lot of bad. That stuff should make you sick. We don't enjoy these things. The negative things we see and immoralities and shirk and should make us sick. When we come here, we get life. We breathe again. Because we see people upon the haqq, upon the sunnah. Hey, na'am. قال ولو فعلوا ولو فعل العبد ما يعاد به حصل له أربعة أمور. شيخ بن سعدي says if a servant does what he's commanded to do, four good things happen to that servant. أولا الخيرية. خيرا لهم لكان خيرا لهم. That's what whatever they do, it will be good for them and beneficial for them. Number two, حصول التثبيت والثبات. That those who act upon what they were told to do, they act upon the commands of Allah, Allah give them firmness. They be firm, not shaky. Whenever a wind comes, take them away, like a feather. A feather doesn't take a storm to take a feather away. little wind. Now this one, they are firm upon the deen, upon the manhaj of a salaf, the methodology of the salaf, that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. ثالثاً أجر عظيم في الدنيا والآخرة. And Allah will give him a great reward in this life and in the hereafter. Why? Not because they were Arabs, non-Arabs. They black, they white, they rich, they poor. No, because they firm upon the deen of Allah. And they do what they were told. Not think about it and say, I know. When are you going to act upon it? I'm still young. When I finish my school. No, finish your school, but you still be upright. So what's the problem? You're still young. Still be upright is good for you. That's an advantage, actually. When you're still young and you are upright, is an advantage. And number four, al-hidayah ila siratin mustaqim. One of the great benefits for being upright upon the deen of Allah is that a person be guided by Allah, because guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hidayah al-tawfiq. لأن أهل العلم منهم شيخ العثيمين وشيخ الفوزان في شرح الواسطية ذكر أن الهداية نوعان: هداية الدلالة والبيان وهداية التوفيق والإلهام. الثانية لله سبحانه وتعالى، هو الذي يوفق من شاء من يشاء. شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله أن شيخ الفوزان حفظه الله both mentioned in the explanation of الواسطية that there is two types of guidance: هداية الدلالة والبيان. This first type of guidance, when you speak with knowledge and make the path clear to the people, you tell them, this is what we're supposed to do, this is what Allah tells us to do. نعم يا أخوان، look, ما شاء الله قد نختلف، لكن هذا الذي ينبغي علينا، ما قاله الله، ما قاله الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. We differ, it's okay, we're human, so what? You look at it your way, I look at it your way. Abu Salah look at it one way, I look at it another way, but he's still my brother. Still my brother. His brother also, he come to me and he mentioned it another way, I have another way, but he's still my brother. But we turn our affairs to the deen of Allah. No more khilaf, inshallah. If we turn it to the deen of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then there is this second type of guidance, which is the guidance of success. People, they know, they have knowledge, they know what to do, but some people, they act upon it, some don't. And you wonder, you know, subhanAllah, they know. Yes, they know. It's not the problem. But success comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فالهداية إلى الصراط بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى. To be guided to the straight path is in Allah's hands. So that's why we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do it. As the Shaykh is going to mention later on, we say it in the Salat, اِهْدِينَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That's dua. We say it at least 17 times. And then if you preserve and perform the sunan, you can add, you do the math. But at least 17 times we're saying it in the best standing. In the Salat, we're saying, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. No. And only Allah can guide whom He will. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we stop here, inshallah ta'ala, because I was told that I have to stop at 8:30 or 9:30. And alhamdulillah, we have to respect the time for the salawat, inshallah ta'ala. We don't want to be a burden on anyone. Inshallah, we'll continue. Barakallahu feekum. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.